selling the socialist. Southampton, other parties don't do what we do. Catherine Clark. On the Socialist Party campaign stall, we were trying to persuade people of the need for free school meals for all pupils, to kick private companies out of the NHS, and a proper living wage for workers. However, the people we were talking to were already converted. Two young nurses spoke to us. They live this reality. They were disappointed with their union, the Royal College of Nursing, agreeing to the pay deal, and not fighting for something much better. They said they barely noticed the increase in their salaries. We spoke about staying in our unions, to campaign for a leadership that will fight for the working class. They liked this approach, and left their contact details with us to find out more. They hope to attend a Socialist Party meeting. At least one in three children in Southampton live in poverty. If all children received a warm free school meal, then pupils could concentrate and not feel marginalized due to being poor and hungry. £15 an hour. We need a £15 an hour minimum wage, and our council should be paying this and encouraging local employers to pay this. An inflation-proof pay rise each year would ensure families could feed their children, pay their bills, and enjoy life, rather than just surviving. One woman found it infuriating that some people are now proud of just surviving, rather than demanding that they and their families thrive. She wants to shake these people into activity, to fight for their future. She is homeless, and understands what to survive and struggle for a better life means. She is hoping to attend our next Socialist Party meeting this week. A computer analyst approached our stall. He is renting and finding it very hard to pay his bills. He also left his details and hopes to attend our meetings. We met five people in 1 hour who want to learn more about our party. Many people thanked us for what we were doing, since they do not see any other political party speaking in clear terms about the struggles of the working class and how to solve these issues.